only on two occasions in my lifetime with him. Only on two occasions he was all by himself. Yeah. For moments, some few minutes, or an hour or so like that. All by himself. That's all. Apart from what you call the seclusion, where he would be locked up in his own room and all that sort of thing. That's a different thing. But in public, like that.
The man meant to be staying in the same room as Baba, inside the room or outside the room? Sometimes it's not clear if you stayed inside the room with Baba or you stayed outside.
Inside.
One outside and one inside.
No, sometimes what will happen is that when Baba's room, you have seen his bedroom there, so there is that big chair there that we would sit there in front of his bed. That's all.
All night.
Now, suppose if we are, say, on a tour in some hotel or restaurant somewhere, the rooms are small or something like that, and Baba's bed is there, whatever it is. So then we sit outside. Yeah. Baba would tell us, just sit outside. So we sit outside. Lock the door. Then when you clap, we have to come inside and open and see, attend to him. That's all. It was not invariably inside, but here it was invariably inside. Yeah.
Did he complain that you would bother him? How did
you
stay quiet?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? How did you stay quiet in there?
We had to.
How did you stay awake? How did you stay awake?
Awake?
He said. She said, how did you stay quiet? Jeff said, how did you stay
awake? We had to keep ourselves awake, naturally. We had to. There's no question of how did you do it. We had to. What I still remember, I didn't use that, but Agustaji and others, the older people used to. They used to have a mug of water and a handkerchief. So whenever the eyes get very hot, you know, they'll just be there like that. Because we can't go out to the faucet and splash our face with water and so on. That's how it was. So we used to keep awake that way. And no noise has to be created, not even cough or sneeze or anything like that. Yeah, that's very difficult. We had to do it. What made you do that? We don't know. He made us do that. Because we can't profess our love for him.
But you couldn't?
Okay. What?
Why can't you profess your love for him?
Look at this. How can I love him? It was he who made us do these things. It is not because of our love for him or any other.
Oh, I see. It wasn't just love. It was.
But there's no question of love. What can I tell you, Julie, about love, you know? Love is not the thing that we always speak of, love. Love is something quite different, you see. We speak loosely about love and of love and all that. Love is something quite different. You know? The one who loves does not know that he loves, first and foremost. One who loves does not ask for anything. Does not want anything, does not expect anything. Yeah. That is love. And the most important thing is the one who loves does not know that he loves. But as long as we say that I love him, means that means there's no love. You follow me? Yeah.
Because I guess if you're saying that, then you have some sort of attachment, and so it's not.
Yeah. Love. It is affection, you call it, yeah. Mm-hmm. By his grace, eventually that love naturally bursts forth. Yeah. You just love without your knowing it. Mm. So what makes you do that? It is he who does this, yeah. What makes me come and be here with you all and makes me sit here year after year and all this? He does that. I don't come and do that. If I had my own will or anything, I would not be here for a moment here. But he gets it done. Why am I here in the first place? He asked me to leave and come. What have I to do? What had I to do with him? To leave everything of my lifestyle and come and be with him?
He made it possible.
It's not possible unless he wants it. He follows. Because I didn't come here for any spiritual gain or for God or anything sort. Yeah. Or any expectations or nothing. What happens then? And that's one of the greatest things. You came here. Did you come here? Now?
Mm-hmm.
From the States?
Mm-hmm.
You came.
Mm-hmm. No. No, I didn't. I tried to come 2 years ago. I've been trying really, like, monthly trying to come for the past 2 years, and I couldn't get here. And I make good money.
So then, and yet you say that you came.
No, I was sick.
Yeah. But we are so used to saying such things,
yeah,
without giving a thought to all these things. Yeah. Yeah, always like that.
Yeah. I see.
Anything and everything. Yeah.
What was your trick to keep awake when you were not eating? Do you have any trick, anything that you did to keep you awake?
There was no trick, brother. I kept awake. I don't know how. But that doesn't mean that I kept awake all the time. I would sometimes doze off, but not while sitting in. The trick is that we would long for him to keep awake with us. Because what happens is while we are sitting as watch keepers or keeping watch while he is resting, so if some time passes by, then our longing would be so great. When will he want to ask anything? When will he want to know what the time is? When will he ask for a cup of water? Like that. So time and again he would wake us up, you see, get into action. What's the time now? He'll say. Yes, Baba, what do you want? What's the time? So you see that spell gets broken. Sometimes it will get me water. What was the noise here? What is that? Owl is shrieking there, just try to stop it. Something like that. Every time it was he who kept us away. Yeah.
So in all that time you didn't really become complacent or used to being in Baba's presence or forgetting who he was, you maintained that awareness.
That didn't come to us. We always forgot about it all. We took it upon ourselves that we are doing it. We are keeping awake and all that. But at the same time, when we'll, you see, naturally what happens, you have, how can I explain to you? I'm sitting like this. An hour passes by without moving. Because if I were to move like that, the rustle of the hand or the cuff of the pant, that will say, why do you do that? You'll immediately turn to us and say, why do you disturb me like that? Can't you sit still? Keep your eyes open and sit still. So when he says something, then we have an opportunity to move about. You follow? Yeah. So then we have an opportunity to say, yes, I'm coming. So that's how it goes. So it helped many ways to keep us eyes open, to move ourselves, yeah, to free ourselves. Many things could be done. Yeah. Can I go and piddle Baba and come back? Come soon, immediately. Yeah, like that. So that's how it is. So, otherwise it's not possible. We have to keep quiet. We can't even clear our throat. We can't sneeze. Yeah. We can't move about. So that's what Baba never asked us to do, any meditation or concentration, but this was the greatest. It was the height of meditation and concentration. It's funny, all this seems to be really, it makes us laugh now. He would be the one while I'm driving. One night passes by, day and night, mind you. But what would he do? He would keep himself so active. He'll create some sort of conversation, you see. And then the back and forth, the conversations would go, not with him, but with the mandali there. You see, he'll just provoke something, some topic would come, and then after that subsides, then he'll bring out something else, so that the driver continues to be alert. So it is, he takes care of all these things. Yeah. And have you heard of the heaviest thing that is in our body? Which is the heaviest thing that even the greatest of, what do you call, the strongest man or strongest woman cannot lift it?
Our will. Our will, our own will.
No. Physically. What is the heaviest thing in our system?
The head.
Brain?
The head. Head?
No. Eyelids. That's how we got the experience. My God, you have no idea of how heavy. We felt ourselves so strong that we could lift Baba up on our shoulders and take him to the mountains and all that. But the eyelids, my God, you have no idea. It's horrible. It becomes so heavy. I can't explain the heaviness of it.
Eric, I used to know someone that an older person who would have his eyes closed like this, and someone would say, "Are you sleeping?" And he said, "No, I'm just checking my eyelids for cracks."
Yeah. Sometimes Baba would catch us with our eyes like that. So I said, "Why did you shut your eyes?" So, "No, I'm just resting it. Keep your eyes open." All that. That's how you do. And sit still. Every day the instruction would be the same. Eyes open and sit still. So that's how it would be.
Did you have an opportunity to sleep at another time?
Oh, yes. Daytime. Those who are in the night, they have some few hours to go and sleep in the day.